back against the wall with a brutal hand round his throat. He struggled madly for life, and by a terrible effort wrenched the tightening fingers away. In a second, he heard the click of a revolver and saw the gleam of a polished barrel pointing straight at his head and the dusky form of a short, thick-set man facing him.
"What do you want?"
he gasped.
"Keep quiet," said the man. "If you stir, I shoot you."
"You're mad. What have I done to you?"
"You wrecked the life of Sybil Vane," was the answer. "And Sybil Vane was my sister. She killed herself. I know it. Her death is at your door. I swore I would kill you in return. For years I have sought you. I had no clue, no trace. The two people who could have described you were dead. I knew nothing of you but the pet name she used to call you. I heard it tonight by chance. Make your peace with God, for tonight you're going to die."
Dorian Gray grew sick with fear.
I never knew her," he stammered. "I never heard of her. You're mad."
"You had better confess your sin, for as sure as I am James Vane, you are going to die."
There was a horrible moment. Dorian did not know what to say or do.
"Down on your knees," growled the man. "I give you 1 minute to make your peace, no more. I go on board tonight for India, and I must do my job first. 1 minute, that's all."